to episode 13 of Taekwondo the Shame Chronicles. I'm your host, Kyle.
And I'm Melanie.
And I'm Josh.
We still need a little bit of work on our intro, I think. So, I guess just to get started a little bit, Melanie, you recently had a birthday.
Yes, I did.
I think it's considered rude or a faux pas or something to tell everyone what your age is.
Except that I think it's my golden birthday, as I've been recently told.
Yes, it is.
So, I don't know. I feel like you can tell people when it's your golden birthday.
Is that the same year for everybody?
No, it's like when your birth year falls on the day
of the month.
Yeah.
But we haven't told anyone when your birthday was yet.
That's true.
That's true. It could be anywhere between, say, whatever the last episode we recorded was, which was the 22nd. So anywhere between 22 and 29.
Yeah. That's true.
So you were just made aware of the golden birthday thing?
Yeah, I had never heard of that before. And I was really hoping that it was going to be like... I was hoping that my birthday... Well, I wasn't as concerned about the day. I was hoping that my birth year, like the year I just turned, would fall in the same week that the baby just turned. But... It didn't work out that way. It was close.
I found out about the whole golden birthday thing last year on my golden birthday. I think that's one of those things where it only happens once you've reached your actual golden birthday.
Right.
Well, nobody told me about it. So I totally missed mine.
Oh, you did miss yours.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
I'm okay with it.
Well, we are probably some of the last to know because we all have birthdays in the 20s. So those who were born on like, you know, the 14th or something, you know, that boat sailed a long time ago.
Right. I suppose if you were born on like the 7th or something, you might be able to have like a golden squared birthday at some point. But we'll probably never have one.
Right.
So that kind of sucks.
Yeah, that does kind of suck.
I wonder, well, I was just thinking, how does that work if you're born on February the 29th?
Yeah, you might miss yours.
Yeah, if that doesn't happen to fall on a leap year. Yeah. I guess it
you
never will, right?
Miss it. Yeah, you would miss it.
Yeah. Maybe if it was like a weird, I guess it always falls on an even year, so that would never happen. At some point in the future, I mean, I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but the tides, the pull of the moon is actually slowing the rotation of the Earth down. So at a certain point, the current leap year schedule that we have isn't going to make sense anymore.
At what point will that happen?
I think it'll probably be off in like a couple hundred years, where we'll have to skip an extra leap year, I think. Well, there's already like a weird complicated schedule, because it's basically every 4 years, you know, we have the leap year, except multiples of 400. Yeah, and that's just because there's not exactly, you know, 1/4 of a year extra every year.
Sure.
It's like slightly less than 1/4 of a year. And that amount of time is decreasing as the spin of the Earth slows down a little bit.
Huh. Well, that'll be after our time, right? So...
Well, yeah, not probably. If we make it to our golden squared birthdays.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys remember in 2000, but we didn't have a leap year then.
We didn't?
Nope.
Huh.
Because it was a multiple of 400.
Wow. So what? Those people just didn't get a birthday for 8 years?
Yeah.
Wow. That sucks. I'm sure they celebrate on, like, either the 28th or the 1st anyway.
Yeah.
Except for, you know, on leap year.
Yeah. So if you had a leap year birthday, would you rather celebrate on the 28th or the 1st?
Well, I'd rather celebrate it on the 28th because you get your presents sooner. Or whichever day is, like, not a crappy day. Like if one of those days is a Monday, I probably wouldn't celebrate on a Monday.
She would play it year by year.
Yeah. I would just always choose, like, the Saturday that's, like, closest to my birthday.
I think maybe I would try to get really specific about, like, the quarter of the day that my birthday falled on. So, like, you know, the first year after a leap year, it would be, like, the beginning of March 1st. And then the next year, it would be at, like, 6 a.m. or
yeah,
or whatever.
Right. And then force all your friends to, like, celebrate with you at that exact time.
Yeah.
Which is, like, I guess you could do that regardless of when your birthday is.
Yeah. Celebrate your, like, birth moment.
I was born at 3:07 in the morning. That would suck.
I guess an upside to leap year birthday would be you wouldn't get all those, like, random spam emails from companies that know your birthday.
What about your Starbucks birthday?
I knew you were going to say that.
You mean the birthday that Starbucks knows about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not the day that...
The anniversary of your first Starbucks visit.
Yeah.
It's my coffee birthday. Oh, I should totally have one of those.
Yeah, if you have a one of their rewards cards, you get, like, they send you a free drink certificate for your birthday. But you don't have to use it on your birthday, so I don't know. I would think they would just send it to you.
That would be pretty funny if they're whatever their, you know, automated system it is that goes through their customer records, just, like, yeah, every day goes through and says, here are all the people who had birthdays today. But yeah, just skipped over it on,
yeah,
for 3 years, 3 years out of the four.
You know, I never thought of it, but maybe that's why, whenever you have to enter your birthday on something online, it never actually, well, it's probably just easier this way too, but it always has, like, 1 through 31 for the day and then you pick the month. So it's never like April doesn't have 31 days, but I guess you could pick 31 and they wouldn't even know.
They might.
They probably, yeah, it probably does some validation or something.
Yeah.
Or, like, as somebody who works, you know, with computers, programming things like this,
mm-hmm,
you can sort of set the date parsing library to be sort of strict. In uh-huh. which case it wouldn't allow that as a date, or you could set it to be sort of non-strict, in which case it would choose, like, May 1st.
Oh.
Because it would just add the number of days to the month, to the beginning of the month, and you'd end up in May, so.
But would it know that there wasn't a leap day, like, that day didn't exist during certain years?
Yes.
Could. Yeah.
I wonder how much of a hassle this is for people born on a leap year. People forget about them, I'm sure.
Well, maybe we should ask that to our audience. Maybe one of the 30 or 40 people who listen to this have a birthday on leap year. Or know somebody who does.
Oh, man, what if you were twins and you were born on leap day and then your twin was born the day after? Because you were born, like, right at midnight or something.
That would be weird.
That would be so weird. And then they would get a birthday all the time, and you would only get one every 4 years.
Well, yeah. They would only get one once a year. It wouldn't be all the time.
Well, it would feel like all the time.
And their parents would be very, very strict about it and be like, no, it's not your birthday.
And you'd be like, I'm older, I came out first. And then your twin would be like, yeah, but you're only four.
Well, what do you think happens with twins who are born on separate days now that, I mean, not even taking into account leap year?
I don't know. I'm sure the one who is born first brags about it all the time.
you mean if they're born on, like, different days?
Yeah. Like, if one was born at, like, 11:55 and then the other one was born at, like, 12:05.
You would just have different birthdays. You would. It'd be weird, but you would.
Yeah, I can't... Yeah. That would be totally weird to be twins with somebody and have a different birthday.
Yeah.
It might be nice, though, because you'd have something of your own, you know?
That's true. People should try to do that.
Yeah, but what if you were second?
Well,
wouldn't you always feel like you should be equal, but that somehow the universe conspired against you?
Well, I don't feel like people born the day before my birthday are better than me just because they were born the day before me.
Yeah, but what if they were an exact genetic replica of you?
What if it was also, like, it was the last day of the month, too, so they were born even in a completely different month?
Or, oh, man, I wonder how much this happens.
Or a different year.
Yeah.
Yeah. New Year's Eve babies?
Yeah.
Oh, or man.
New Year's Eve twin babies.
So you get to have you had the last baby of the year and the first baby of the year.
So greedy.
What if you had triplets and the third baby wasn't born for another year?
Or it was a leap year. No, never mind. Or what if you were born and you split your astrological sign? So that one of you was like had a totally different personality because of you were born 5 minutes later.
I bet this has happened. I wonder if anyone's done any studies on, like, these twins versus other twins. I mean, I know that, like, in, like social or psychological experiments, twins are, like, the most sought-after subjects, identical twins. But I wonder if anybody's ever done comparisons between two twins based on this very minute difference.
I wonder how hard they are to find. I want to find some.
Okay. To anyone in our audience, if you are a twin and you happen to be born on leap year, but your sibling was born the day after the day before, we'd like to know about it. We'd like to perform some psychology experiments on you.
I don't even know that many, like, multiples. We have a friend here who is he a triplet?
He is part of a triplet, yeah.
Yeah. But I don't think that his birthday falls anywhere near, certainly not New Year's. I don't think I don't know when it is, actually, but I feel like that's something you would tell people. You'd be like, hey, my name's Melanie. I'm a triplet. And also, I have a different birthday than my other multiples.
my other twin is born a year before me.
Oh, what if it was triplets and two of them were born on one day and then you were born on the next day? That's even worse than if you were twins.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say it would be fine.
They would be like twins.
I think it would be fine if one was born, like, in the previous year, and then the two were born in the next year, because then, you know, the one could feel unique for being born first, and then the other two wouldn't feel so bad about being born second, because there are more of them.
Right. But if it's the other way around and you're just the last one.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just like an afterthought.
I mean, it could be worse, right? I mean, like with Octomom, what if there were 7 born in the previous year and then you were the only one? Yeah, bringing up a topical Octomom joke.
Maybe in that case, if there are so many, then you would feel special. I wonder what the threshold is. Like, if it's 2 against 1, yeah, that's sad. But if it's like 5 against 1, you just feel special.
Sure, yeah. That's, yeah.
I bet 4 is the cutoff.
4?
Yeah.
Like quadruplets or quintuplets?
Quintuplets. I bet if you had 4 siblings all born in
the
another
day before you.
Yeah. It could go either way. 3, I would still feel jealous that I was the one left out. 4 could go either way, but 5, I'd be like, nah, I'm special.
Yeah, because you'd always be the baby.
Yeah.
And, but with 4 older siblings, older by a couple of minutes, yeah, you'd probably just feel unique.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, so.
Well, I think we need to get a research grant.
Yeah. This is very important research. Yeah. Somebody, society needs to know.
Yes.
Okay, well, anyway, Melanie, happy birthday.
Thanks.
Happy golden birthday. Somewhere between 22 and 29. And I guess let's take a quick break. You've been listening to Taekwondo and the Shame Chronicles. We'll be right back.